Hello, Mzansi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. Welcome to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body Series, or SAWIP. This initiative is led by South Africa Wine, and it is set to positively impact South Africa's wine industry. And we've been hearing from experts over the past few months about their journey in the wine industry, but also how they're contributing to the sustainability of our beautiful industry. My next guest, Annelies Morkel, holds a Master of Commerce degree specializing in leadership and strategy with a focus on the wine business. Now, with over 12 years of experience in the wine industry, she has made significant contributions to international journals, including the Journal for Global Management and Technology. Recently, she was selected to present on digital transformation in wine tourism at the International AHTMM Conference. Now, as a scholar practitioner, Annelies emphasizes the importance of education in driving industry performance. She runs Achieve Through Action, her own strategy consulting and training firm based in Cape Town, collaborating with wineries in both South Africa and the United States. Annelies, welcome. You have an impressive resume and CV. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell me about your journey into the wine industry, but more specifically, wine tourism. What was that about? What was it about wine tourism that stole your heart?
Yes, I think, thank you very much. I think something about wine tourism is, I think the energy in the field of wine tourism really attracts me. It's a very dynamic industry. It brings together a lot of elements, like from a business perspective to agriculture, to the experience economy, and I'm particularly interested in how important the role of people are in the whole experience economy.
Yeah, definitely a lot of passion coming from you. Any memorable experiences that you've had over the years working in the wine industry that you'd like to share with us?
Yes, there's quite a few. I think two that probably stands out is I've had a student who came as a business student from the United States, visiting South Africa, and did the whole wine tourism co-curricular with me a few years ago. It changed his career, and he is now in the wine industry working in France.
Oh, wow.
So that is one. And then also on local soil, I had a lady that was part of one of my training boot camps that I've had, and she used to work in the kitchen of a well-known wine farm. And she picked up on wine sales and customer service and things like that. And she ended up as the top salesperson in that wine tasting room. And she's now a front of house manager at a very esteemed wine estate.
Yeah, it's always amazing hearing those success stories.
It is fantastic to see how much people can grow with the right seeds being planted.
Yeah.
By your intended.
What would you say are some of the key skills or expertise that you've developed that has had a valuable contribution to your career?
I think something that is very important in the wine industry is that you need to take a holistic view of everything. You know, at the end of the day, the industry has so many moving components. It's got so many micro and macro factors that impact the industry. You've got people, you've got planet, you've got profit, and all those elements. I think it really helped me to develop a holistic way of thinking through working in the industry. Mm. There's not a lot of industries where you have to have such a well-rounded skill set, which is great.
Yeah. Of course, you come with years of experience working with top wine brands in the industry. Your role in Sauerb, tell me a bit about that. What exactly do you do there?
Yes, so at Sauerb, I'm on the Committee for Wine Tourism and Marketing. It is a fantastic initiative, and I think the work that's being done in terms of developing people, developing skills, are something that we will probably only see the rewards much later on, but it is significant. I enjoy sharing a little bit about my scholar-practitioner background, so the combination of what the theory and what studies say and what actually transpires in practice and in industry. And it's wonderful. I think the whole Sauerb provides a platform for people to share knowledge, which is critical in any industry.
Yeah. Why was it so important then for you personally to say, yes, let me be a part of this initiative?
I think for me personally, it begins and ends with people. And I think the balance in every industry needs to be between product and people. Mm. And it's a great privilege to be part of the people development side. Mm.
How do you believe your contribution will impact the sustainability and growth of the industry going forward?
Mm. I think what I would like to try and do is to first of all remain a learner and a scholar, and continue to learn. It is a very dynamic industry, like I've said in the beginning. Innovation is not something that ever stops. So I think for me personally, I would like to continue that. I would like to continue looking at things like digital transformation, for human capital development. There's so many factors that are impacting business, the global world. And I would like to try and contribute as much as possible to help people grow in that field.
Of course, you know, the agricultural sector and the wine industry doesn't come with without its challenges. There are challenges within the industry. What would you say are some of the key challenges that face the industry from a marketing and wine tourism perspective?
I think something which is ever present is global factors that we can't control. I think we need to do our best to manage those factors as best as possible. I definitely think that the whole world gets more and more competitive, so we have to get very clear on what our competitive advantage is. Mm. As a wine tourism destination and industry, I think we have a lot to offer, and we can progress and continue to tell our story unique to us to overcome some of the challenges that might be perceptions.
Yeah, do you perhaps have a message for people who aspire to contribute to the industry sustainability rather in a similar way that you do?
Yes, I would say they should definitely just do it. Consider it and do it. You get as much as you give out of your contribution. By sharing energy and by sharing knowledge, you definitely learn as well. And I think we can all appreciate the fact that we need to continue learning for as long as we are in the wine industry.
Yeah, I think one thing that we learn is that there's a lot of career opportunities within the wine industry, and someone's listening to you right now, watching you, and they might be inspired by your career. What advice do you have for that individual who says, I want to pursue a career in wine tourism or marketing?
I think for anybody that are interested in joining the industry, I would suggest they go and get actively involved as soon as possible. Go and find out. Don't assume you know a role. Don't assume you know the competencies that you will need. Don't assume, don't just look at a name or a description of something. Go and find out exactly what is meant in that role and go and try it out. As I've said, it's dynamic and it evolves all the time. So go and see. Maybe it fits you better than you would have thought.
Yeah. If I had to ask you to look into your crystal ball, what does the future of South Africa's wine industry look like to you 10, 20, 50 years from now?
I think we've barely scratched the surface in terms of what we can offer international tourism. I think there's a lot of fields of tourism that are developing. There's wellness tourism, there's fitness tourism, there's lots of types of tourism, which I think fits well with the whole experience economy that the wine industry offers. And I think we will continue to grow that. And of course, our people play a very important role in that. We are storytellers by nature, all of us. I think in South Africans are good with that, and I think we should continue to develop our storytelling abilities.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Annelise Merkel. She's, of course, the owner of Achieve Through Action, a strategy consulting and training firm. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it, as Annelise pointed out. Now, this initiative all aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Now, where there's wine, there's an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.